Working for Christ. February 3, 1904. Typed. When Christ sent his disciples out on their first missionary journey, he said to them, "As ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Matthew 10, verse 7, 8. And when, at the close of his earthly ministry, he gave them their commission, he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 17, 18, 20. The words spoken to the disciples are spoken to us also. None need think that the day for working as the apostles worked is past. Men and women can today work as Christ has given them example. To all will come opportunities to minister to sin-sick souls and to those in need of physical healing. Physical healing is a science of heavenly birth, bound up with the gospel commission. We have a work to do that we have not done. Since one soul is of more value in God's sight than the whole world, let us act as genuine medical missionaries. Our faith is to be broader, deeper, more trustful than it has been. We are to bring all our necessities to Christ, knowing that He will supply our need. The deeper our appreciation of His love, the keener will be our sense of need, and the stronger our faith. And we shall receive according to our faith. Our belief in Christ is not to be a casual belief, but a belief that enters into every part of the life. Such a belief leads us to ask Him to supply our need, because we realize that He is our only dependence. A casual belief admits that He is the Redeemer, but does not honor Him by receiving Him as a friend, a helper. Those who have such a belief do not know the meaning of the words, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. They work without taking Christ into their confidence. Shall not our workers avail themselves of their high privilege in Christ, sanctification through the truth? Oh, how much our souls need to be revived, quickened, spiritualized, filled with a love for the Lord that leads us to choose His society, saying with real satisfaction, "In the Lord will I rejoice. His word is my comfort and my guide." A constant reliance upon Christ for success gives an abiding satisfaction. It is a source of peace that the world can neither give nor take away.